If humans are responsible for speeding the climate change currently underway, it may not be the first time. Scientists say a long time ago in Central Africa, early farmers may have contributed to the disappearance of rainforests. The question is being raised in the journal Science. Scientists say about 3,000 years ago, some of the rainforests were abruptly replaced by savannas, broad grasslands dotted with shrubs and trees. It was thought that climate change was the reason. But now, research suggests that climate change alone could not be responsible for the sudden shift, that perhaps people played a part. Dr. Germain Bayom works for a French research institute. He says much less is known about the agricultural history of Africa than either Europe or Asia.
The onset of agriculture had already an impact on the environment, whereas in Africa, I guess because there have been much less studies done, the link was not very clear.
Bayon and his colleagues have been studying sediment at the mouth of the Congo River.
Basically, we analyzed a sediment core which was recovered of the Congo River. Sediments have been accumulating at this site and which provide integrated records of the particles which has been discharged by the Congo River through time.
The sediment tells the story of the Congo Basin climate.
The climate in Central Africa was much more humid between about 10,000 years ago to 5,000 years ago, and then the climate started to deteriorate. So it's only after about 4,000 years ago that the climate started to become drier, and of course the vegetation responded to this climate change.
That's when the savannas started to appear. But Bayon says there may be other major contributing factors, such as erosion and the chemical weathering of soil.
So basically, the more it rains in Africa, the more the soils were being eroded. And what we showed is that from 3,000 years ago, the weathering, the erosion signal, became completely decoupled from the climatic signal. And this, we think, is a sign that this event was not only triggered by a change in the climate, and we need to take something else into account.
Enter the Bantu people from what is now the border area between Nigeria and Cameroon. Bayon says they brought farming and iron smelting to the Congo Basin. Evidence shows one of the main crops was pearl millet, and that in itself says a lot about the climate.
Pearl millet, to be cultivated, actually doesn't like a warm climate, a humid climate. It requires the alternance between a dry season and a wet season. It shows that the key factor for introducing agriculture into the rainforest was the establishment of this more pronounced seasonality, this alternance between wet and dry seasons.
To grow pearl millet and other crops, the Bantu needed open fields. That meant clearing large areas of rainforest. That in turn exposed the land to erosion and resulted in the telltale sediment at the mouth of the Congo River. So it's possible, says Bayon, the farmers, along with climate change, helped the rainforests to disappear. He says the period lasted between 1,000 and 1,500 years. Then things started to change again. The rainforests began to return. About the same time, the Bantu left for other parts of Africa. The question is, did the Bantu leave because the rainforests started to regrow? Or did the rainforests regrow because the Bantu left and took their farming with them?
This, I must admit, is something which is a bit puzzling and which is not well known at present, I think.
Bayon says, however, what the evidence does show is that even 3,000 years ago, humans could have a major impact on the environment. It's now known that agriculture contributes to carbon emissions, and that trees help trap that carbon and keep it from the atmosphere. During the Bantu stay in Central Africa, there was more agriculture and fewer trees. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.